Is Jaden Michael Mikey?
No, Jaden Michael is
Michael. Yeah, the little answer.
Mikey is Bob's older
brother. Okay. Mikey is Richard K. Dean. Thank you.
Good morning, and welcome to our Lord's Day service, and we do hope that the service is a blessing to you. Today we are celebrating communion, and we invite you to join with us in communion. Whatever you have at hand will be blessed. We want to welcome my colleague, Dan Olson, who is joining in worship today, and he will be helping me lead the worship service. We want to welcome Jendine Olson. Jendine has been our organist choir director for the past 15 years. She's shaking her head at me right now. She's retiring as of July 1st, and we're so delighted that she is here. We're also happy to have Hal Halverson with us, and all that are participating today, we are in joy to see everyone here and you at home. Let us turn our hearts to worship the Lord.
Thank you.
watchword for the week is taken from Psalm verse 89, chapter 89, verse 15. Happy are the people who know the festal shout, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. The reflection for this day is written by Barbara Axelson. The psalmist tells us to sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. How can we do this? We are to follow the instructions in Paul's letter to the Philippians, in which he tells us not to be anxious, but instead to bring before God everything in prayer and thanksgiving. That is a tall order indeed. But the great thing is that the peace of God, earnestly to be desired, and often very difficult to find, will be available to us. That peace, which, yes, passes all human understanding, it will, Paul promises, guard our minds through Christ. Our poor minds need guarding these days, especially considering the strange events that have occurred all over the world this year. And finally, we are reminded to meditate on the good, truth, nobility, justice, purity, things of good report, praiseworthy, or anything that is of virtue. How refreshing to meditate on wonderful attributes of both God and humanity. There is still truth and purity. There is still justice in this sorry old world. Where is it, you might ask? We are guided by our Lord to look around, to search, to offer supplication, and to persevere. We are God's people. So let it be our message to others that there is hope because there is God. Please now join in singing Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine.
to that portion of our worship service where we bring our prayer concerns and our praise reports. We're so grateful for Jen Dean. We're so grateful for the many years that she has been our organist choir director. We're so grateful for the love that she has given to us. I've given Dan special dispensation, since she's her husband, that he doesn't have to say her name in prayer, but I hope that you all will breathe a silent prayer of thanksgiving for Jen Dean. We want to remember in our prayers infant Jaden Michael. He remains in guarded condition in the NICU. We want to remember Dean, who's struggling with cancer. Richard, who has sudden onset dementia. Our friend Kay is still in rehab. And we want to remember my husband Bob's eldest brother, Mikey, who has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Let us join our hearts in prayer.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of companionship, encourage our relationships with our siblings, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Bless our conversations, shape our shared future, and give us hearts eager to join in a festal shout of praise. God of abundance, you make your creation thrive and grow to provide all that we need. Inspire us to care for our environment and be attuned to where the earth is crying out. God of care, accompany all who are in deepest need. Comfort those who are sick, lonely, or abandoned, and those stepping into new excitement in life. Strengthen those who are in prison or waiting in trial. Renew the spirits of all who call upon you. And we name before you this day Jaden Michael, Mikey, Richard, Kay, Dean, and Jen Dean as she steps into the new excitement of retirement. God of rejoicing, the universe declares your praise beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath. God of community, we give thanks for this congregation. Give us passion to embrace your mission and the vision to recognize where you are leading us. Teach us how to live faithfully with each other. Now into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we have prayed, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, join me as we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our first lesson for this day is taken from the Book of Psalms. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I declare that your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to my servant David, I will establish your descendants forever and build your throne for all generations. Happy are the people who know the festal shout, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. They exalt in your name all day long and extol your righteousness. For you are the glory of their strength. By your favor, our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Our second lesson is taken from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last week, I spoke about lament and how we needed to sit in lament, especially during these times, because this is not going to end soon. And if it's not enough to have COVID-19, if it's not enough to have racial unrest, there's a dust cloud coming from the Sahara Desert, and there are cicadas on the move. It's a time for lament. But I was heartened when I was looking at the scripture for today. I was looking at the lectionary text, and it seemed so wonderful. Blessed are the people who know the festal shout. But you got to know the context. Psalm 89 is a psalm of lament. They left out a few scriptures, so I want to read a few verses of Psalm 89. The same person who said, "Blessed are the people who know the festal shout," said this: "You have cast off and rejected. You are full of wrath against your anointed. You have renounced the covenant with your anointed. You have breached all his walls. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever?" Isn't it amazing that in the same breath, this man complains to God, and he had every right to complain. It was during the Babylonian captivity, during a time when the temple lay in ruins, and he felt that God had completely abandoned the nation. And in that same breath, he said, "Blessed are they that know the festal shout." Well, what is he talking about? The festal shout is the shout of victory. It's the shout you hear at football stadiums when the team wins the Super Bowl. It's the shout you hear when someone wins a great deal. It's the shout you hear, maybe not vocally, but when a baby is born and the family is in such joy. The festal shouts are those times of great joy. Well, we're not in a time of great joy, but we still know the festal shout. And perhaps it's even more authentic at a time like this, because the festal shout is tied up with the grace and the mercy and the love of God. and being people who know the festal shout does not mean that we live a Pollyanna existence. It does not mean that we say everything's going to be okay. Don't worry, be happy. It means that we have rootedness in the God of the ages, as that psalmist did. I'm reminded of a story from a beautiful book called I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. It's by Maya Angelou. Maya was raised by her grandmother in the Deep South, way before the Civil Rights Act, way before any protections. Her grandmother was a formidable woman. She ran a grocery store. And one day, a group of white girls came to the house and they began to taunt her grandmother. Now, Grandma knew that she could not react because reacting could have cost her and her family their lives. So she had to sit there and listen to these little girls say horrible, defiling things to her. And Maya, a young child, was listening and getting more and more distressed and angry and wondering why Grandma did not slap those kids upside the head. She heard her grandmother humming, and she leaned in to listen. And her grandmother was singing, "Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more." This woman knew the festal shout. And what the festal shout did for her was take her someplace else, take her into the realm of glory, take her into the realm of God's providential care. Do you know the festal shout? It's going to get you through difficult times. It's going to take you to places that are wondrous and joyful, even in the midst of all the chaos of this world. Blessed are all those who know the festal shout. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that you give to your people, especially in the time of distress, especially in a time when we do not know what will happen next, that you give us the power to go beyond ourselves into a realm of joy and peace and grace. May you plant in each of our hearts the festal shout. Amen. At our church, we practice an open communion. All may come. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had broken it, he gave it to his disciples and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." Let us join together in the sacrament of the breaking of the bread, the Lord's body broken for us. after supper, our Lord Jesus Christ took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of this, all of you." Drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his peace in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.